This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. We'll start off today with some currency news. The U.S. dollar is a big deal throughout the global market, and over the last year, it increased in value relative to other currencies. That is, until September, when the dollar started a slide that now has it down 2.5% from where it started. Most of that drop happened in December, when the dollar had its biggest monthly decline in almost 2 years. We asked Marketplace's Nova Safo to take a look at what happened and what that means for you and me.
One of the reasons the dollar went up about 3% earlier this year is global economic uncertainty.
Historically, people have turned to the dollar when they see turmoil elsewhere. It's thought to be a safe haven.
That's Dean Baker of the Center for Economic and Policy Research. But as Europe tackled its debt crisis and the global economy picked up a bit, fears of a deep global economic slowdown faded, and that trend has continued.
Expectations for the state of economies outside the U.S. have actually perked up a little bit.
Ian Shepherdson with Pantheon Macroeconomics says that optimism means less need for a safe haven, so the dollar's value has been dropping. Also, he says, the Federal Reserve has been pumping more money into the U.S. financial system.
And that means there's more dollars around. And like everything else, when there's more of something around, the price tends to fall.
So is the falling dollar a good thing or bad? Well,
it would make imports from abroad more expensive.
That's the bad side, says Kathy Busch-Chancic of Oxford Economics. Clothing could cost more, hurting retailers. Cars could get pricier, too. On the other hand, stuff U.S. companies sell overseas could become cheaper, benefiting multinationals. That's why President Trump has signaled the desire for a weaker dollar to reduce the trade deficit. But in order for the dollar's worth to really make an impact, Busch-Chancic says it would have to fall much further.
10% or more, and it would be sustained over a period of time.
So the question now, she says, is what happens in the next few months. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.